Welcome to the Crypto Daily Brief, your source for the latest updates, market trends, and key insights in the world of cryptocurrency. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, Bitcoin's latest surge past $87,000 is generating optimism across crypto markets. Second, institutional funds are showing increased interest in XRP, Ethereum, and Solana, while Bitcoin experiences a slight decline. Third, Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin proposes the use of RISC-V architecture to boost network efficiency. Fourth, a new report reveals that one-third of South Korean millionaires are now investing in cryptocurrency. Bitcoin's recent rally has been a topic of much discussion as it climbed back above $87,000 after a dip earlier this month. This resurgence comes amid hedge funds selling off the dollar, driving the DXY index to its lowest point since April 2022. With Bitcoin trading at about $87,640 and showing a 2.96% increase, market sentiment is turning positive. According to Ria Segal from Delta Exchange, a weaker dollar is encouraging risk-taking, benefiting cryptocurrencies significantly. As long as Bitcoin remains above $77,000, the outlook remains strong, and breaking past $88,000 could signal a new rally. However, macroeconomic uncertainties like U.S.-China trade discussions and Federal Reserve policies are still in play. Ethereum, holding steady above $1,500, is another focal point, though it's facing resistance around $1,680. Currently trading at approximately $1,639, it's up by 1.64%. Meanwhile, other popular cryptocurrencies like Binance Coin, Ripple, and Solana are also seeing slight gains, contributing to the overall positive sentiment in the crypto market. All right, let's dive into some intriguing trends in the crypto space. We're seeing a notable shift with institutional funds moving towards altcoins like XRP, Ethereum, and Solana, while Bitcoin seems to be taking a hit. It looks like institutional inflows for XRP have surged to $38.3 million in just the past week, and that's up from monthly inflows of $68.9 million. This shows that despite some market sell-offs, there's still strong bullish sentiment around XRP. It's becoming a favorite among institutional investors, especially with speculations about a potential price jump. Ethereum is also seeing some interesting moves. It's recorded $3.7 million in inflows recently, which is a slight increase from its total monthly inflows of $789 million. Even though Ethereum's price saw a dip below $2,700 due to some market hiccups, the year-to-date inflows are over $984 million. Investors are optimistic about pushing those numbers past the $1 billion mark. Solana and Cardano are not left out either. Solana posted $9 million in inflows, and although Cardano lagged a bit with $100,000, the interest in these altcoins is palpable. These inflows are a clear indication that investors are looking beyond Bitcoin, seeking opportunities in other parts of the crypto market. On the flip side, Bitcoin's experiencing a rough patch. Institutional exits have totaled $571 million, with net flows sitting at $508 million. The price has dipped below the $100,000 mark, which is causing concern among traders. There's a cautious atmosphere, especially with global macro factors like trade tariffs and monetary policy adding to the uncertainty. This shift in institutional focus from Bitcoin to altcoins could be signaling a broader trend. With the easing of U.S. regulations and the introduction of products like spot ETFs, altcoins are becoming more attractive to large-scale investors. This could open new investment windows, particularly for those looking to diversify their crypto portfolios. Let's break down what's happening with Ethereum. Vitalik Buterin, the co-founder of Ethereum, is proposing a shift to RISC-V architecture. Now, you might be wondering, What does that mean for Ethereum users? Well, RISC-V is an open standard instruction set architecture that could potentially make Ethereum's network more efficient and cost-effective. This change could lead to lower transaction fees and faster processing times, which are both crucial for users and developers who rely on the Ethereum network for their projects. So, why is this important? As Ethereum continues to be a backbone for decentralized applications, any improvement in efficiency can make a significant difference. Lower fees and faster transactions mean more people can use the network without worrying about prohibitive costs, which in turn can drive more adoption and innovation in the space. But what does this mean for Ethereum's price? While technical upgrades like this don't always immediately affect prices, they often contribute to long-term value by making the network more attractive to developers and users alike. If RISC-V can deliver on its promises, it could be a game changer for Ethereum, potentially boosting its appeal over other blockchains. All right, let's talk about the latest buzz from South Korea. A new report has revealed that one-third of the millionaires in South Korea now hold cryptocurrency. That's a pretty significant chunk of wealthy individuals diving into the crypto space. So what's driving this trend? Well, it's a mix of factors, really. The growing acceptance of cryptocurrency as a legitimate asset class is one key reason. Many of these investors are seeing the potential for high returns and are willing to take on the risk that comes with the volatile nature of the market. Moreover, South Korea has a vibrant tech scene and a population that's generally quite tech-savvy, so it's not too surprising to see this level of adoption. The government has also been relatively open to blockchain technology, which might be encouraging more people to jump on board. For these millionaires, holding cryptocurrency isn't just about potential profits. It's also about staying ahead of the curve and being part of the next big thing in finance. What does this mean for the global crypto market? Well, when you see high net worth individuals getting involved, it's often a sign that the market is maturing. It can also lead to increased stability as these investors tend to have a longer-term perspective. This kind of participation can attract even more institutional interest, which could bring more liquidity and potentially reduce volatility over time. So if you're in the crypto game, it's worth keeping an eye on these trends. As more wealthy individuals and institutions get involved, we might see new opportunities and perhaps even a shift in how cryptocurrencies are perceived worldwide. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.